What is up, Rundown Nation? I'm Woj.
And I'm Walt.
And we are here for our first bowl episode, Wal. We're going to go from December 14th games all the way to December 16th, covering the first round of the playoffs as well in that stretch, Wal. You pumped?
I'm pumped, but we're going to December 26th, baby. So you better strap on your pants, Woj. We got some games to cover.
We got a lot of games to get through. A couple things to cover from last week. We did have a rundown showdown wall, and you typically win those, the captain showdowns, but nah, not this year. JM Doof came through with an impressive 123.44 points, considering his captain's pick didn't even do that well, which was the tight end from Penn State. You finished in second with 117.85. I finished in third. I believe we both had the running back from Oregon as our captain pick on that one. At least we both had him on the team, I know for sure. But yeah, fun rundown showdown. Hopefully, Jim put that into another actual money thing. I don't even know how those work on DraftKings. I've never actually done one for money. So, but 123.44 points seems pretty good.
Yeah, the dude went off, OJ. Man, it makes you so angry. That's my thing. I was gonna win it too, and then Mr. Doof goes off. But congratulations, Tim. I'm happy I beat you. So that I will say.
All right, let's go over the conference championship games from last week. Quick while we had Conference USA, Jacksonville State destroying Western Kentucky 52-12. While they had that was beat down.
Yeah, not much you can say about Western Kentucky. Sorry, boys. We'll see you next year. Actually, no, they do have a bowl game, so we'll talk about them later in this episode.
We had the AAC, and unfortunate for Army that Tulane lost the week before and ended up going unranked. But Army does take down and take down handedly Tulane to go 35-14. I don't remember what their end ranking was, Wal, but they must have just squeaked out there. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, Army, real good football team. Love talking about them all year long. Don't forget, they got a football game against Navy this weekend. We're not going to talk about their 6.5 point favorites, but man, that's a good football team. I love Army. I love Tulane. That was a good football game. Glad Army got the W though.
We had Mountain West. Here, let me get that Army ranking here before we go any further. Army did finish only 22, so they were still off a ways from the 16 of what Clemson would have been the team that got in. So they would have had to been above Clemson in order to get into that playoff. But maybe next year. Army's been pretty good the last couple years. Well, they finished in the rankings, so we'll get to see them play against Navy this weekend. Mountain West, Boise State rolled UNLV. That's not surprising. Ashton Gentry went off 21-7. Well,
Great game. Still not enough to put him in the driver's seat for the
no.
Heisman, though. Woj sitting second place there. Looks like he's not going to get it. Fantastic season for him. Boise State, excited to see them in the college football playoffs.
Yep. Big 12, Arizona State keeps the gas pedal down, beats Iowa State. Man, that's a team that's been rolling. If there was any of those unsure teams or the teams that weren't quite, high ranked, Arizona State's one to watch out for. They beat Iowa State 45-19. Well,
Been talking about them for a couple weeks. Scadabo, you know I love him. Woj, you know I absolutely love him. This is the nicest thing I'll ever say about Iowa State in my life. It's unfortunate that they had to go up against the Sun Devil football team because they are in prime shape. They're doing fantastic. I'm happy I got my Arizona State Sun Devil flags hanging, proudly displayed, Woj, because I'm happy they beat those Cyclones.
all right, Mac, Ohio nearly get lets or nearly gets the goose egg against Miami of Ohio, 28-3, Wall.
Yeah, go back 4 or 5 weeks when we were talking on our podcast. What'd I say, Woj? Who'd I say was going to win the MAC championship? Who'd I say was going to be the champion of the MAC? Ohio. They got it done. They got it done in good fashion. A real good football team. Excited to maybe bet on them during the Bowls.
Yep, SEC. Georgia does win the SEC in overtime. Wall had to go to overtime 22-19. That was a good game.
I don't got much to say about that one, Woj.
We had the Sun Belt. Marshall wins the Sun Belt over Louisiana Lafayette 31-3. That was kind of a beating there as well.
Well, you got to be happy to see a team like Marshall, after all the stuff they went through, been a couple of decades now, but all the stuff they went through in their program, they rebuilt it. And now we're seeing them as a perennial powerhouse over there in the Sun Belt. They're doing very well. I'm happy they got the conference championship. Congratulations, Marshall. Well done.
Talking about another team that's had to come back, came back from the death sentence many years ago. SMU did fail to come back in the game, though, and fall short to Clemson 34-31. Doesn't matter, they're still in the college football playoffs, but they did put Clemson in the fo college football playoffs.
It did, and it put SMU up against Penn State, although they probably would have got Texas. Those would have been flip-flops, so it doesn't really matter. SMU, good football team. People are talking bad about how Penn State's going to crush them. I don't know. They're a real good football team. Like you said, they're coming back from the death penalty, playing good football. If you get a chance, watch the documentary. I think it's called Death Penalty, actually. It's on ESPN. It's really exciting, but happy to see that SMU kept it close. Clemson, good football team. We'll see how well they do, though.
And the Big Ten to finish it all off, which was the night game. Oregon wins in a shootout versus Penn State, 25 or 45-37, while unexpected score there for the Big Ten championship.
Yeah, I mean, expected result, right? But definitely unexpected score. That Oregon defense has been playing well all year, other than the first couple games where they weren't playing the way they should have, but they weren't playing great competition either. So maybe that was part of it. They didn't step up really in that Big Ten championship game. They're going to have to step up when they play either Tennessee or Ohio State, I'll tell you that much. But the offense comes through, and as we expected, the Ducks remain undefeated on the season and win the Big Ten championship. Congratulations, Ducks.
Yep, that covers our conference playoffs from last or conference championships from last week. I just want to go through the bracket really quick. We'll talk about it. I'll give my thoughts. You can give your thoughts, but we won't make this too big of a segment. But I do want to get a couple things out there. Your byes are going to be Oregon, Arizona State, Boise State, and Georgia. You got first round Ohio State and Tennessee, who will then go play Oregon. You have Tennessee versus Clemson, who would go play Arizona. You'd have Penn State SMU who would go face Boise, and you have Notre Dame and Indiana who would go face Georgia Wall. Let me hear your thoughts, and then I want to come back at you with something.
I really don't disagree with anything on here. Which I what I really wanted to see is I wanted to see Notre Dame, Arizona State, which is a game we're not really going to get to see. But just for the fact, I think that would be a really good matchup, and I would be excited to watch those two hit the football field. As far as how the committee ranked them, I have no problem really with anything they did specifically. I know there's some gripe about Alabama not getting in. I'm 100% on the side of Alabama probably shouldn't be in because I think it should be what you've done throughout the year. And these teams that made it in the college football playoffs, they've gotten rewarded for what they did throughout the year. Not necessarily the best team in the nation. I messaged the group the other day that SMU's playing at Alabama. There's no way that I'm giving Alabama points. Ergo, Alabama probably is a better football team in my mind, but still, they just didn't earn it. So I'm happy the way the seeding came out, Woj.
Yeah, and before I say anything, I don't think they did anything wrong based on how what their parameters were. I think they did it right and did it how it should have been. And there's always going to be arguments. My argument comes in the fact of these byes. And I get we're trying to make conference championships mean something, but when I look at this bracket and I see Arizona State and Boise State with byes, and then I'm looking at the games in, on the other side of that. You got Texas, Clemson, and then you have Penn State and SMU. That essentially gives Texas and Penn State the easiest roads to the semifinal. I honestly think conference championships are fine, but those people are seated where they are. You go one through four, and those are your byes. Like, that just makes sense to me. And it makes sense to the bracket, I think, because right now having Arizona State with a bye and Boise State with a bye just doesn't make sense to me. And it gives some people an advantage that necessarily shouldn't get an advantage in my mind.
And I don't know that I would agree with you 100%, Woj. The thing I see with this is you got to play two football games rather than one. So saying that Texas has the easiest path, I know a lot of people are saying it, and a lot of people do agree with you. I think playing the extra game means you don't have the easiest path because anything can happen in a football game. We saw NIU beat Notre Dame this year, Woj, a number seven ranked team. I mean, anything can happen in a college football game. So that extra game, I mean, that's huge that you have to play that extra game because Clemson, they're not. I don't think they're the greatest team in the nation, but can they beat Texas? Absolutely, they can beat Texas. So now not only does Texas have to play Clemson, they got to go then play Arizona State if they do end up beating the Tigers. So I disagree with you a little bit as far as the byes. I think the more games you have to play, the harder it is. The question then becomes, well, like who gets the byes? What do you do, in your opinion, if they kept it this way, Woj? Do you think it should be two Big Ten teams and two SEC teams getting the byes? Is that what you're thinking?
I think they should one through four. Whoever they finish off 1 through 4 gets the buys. So essentially, the
Conference
four
championship
best, no,
doesn't play
the
into it.
conference championships don't get you the buy. They can get you in, don't necessarily get you to buy. If you win your conference champion and you were in those top four, Oregon and Georgia, for instance, then yeah, that's fine. But yeah, I don't think winning the conference championship should get you a bye because I don't think Boise or Arizona State necessarily deserve to have that bye, even though they did have a great season. I think Arizona State is one of the hottest teams right now in college football. But do they deserve to get that bye? Not in my mind. Not at all. But here's another second thing on this. You have Ohio State and Penn State. And Penn State on their rankings is one higher than Ohio State. And I had an Ohio State fan come up to me today and say, "Hey, I wish Ohio State was playing SMU, and then it would have to go play Boise to play go to the semifinals instead of having to play Tennessee, who's a tough matchup." Not saying SMU isn't tough, but Tennessee was a tough matchup into the number one ranked team in the nation, Oregon, who they've already lost to in the quarterfinals. And their theory on this was, well, Ohio State beat Penn State; they both have 2 losses. A rebuttal to that is, well, Penn State's losses weren't as bad as Ohio State's. And Ohio State was a good team. They lost to Ohio State. Oregon was a good team. They lost to Oregon. Ohio State lost to Michigan last game of the season and only scored 10 points against them. So, I mean, any thoughts on that, Wall?
I think what matters is obviously it's more important towards the end of the season what you do. If they're going to rank the best teams, which is their goal, have the best teams in the playoffs. Obviously, your team can improve throughout the year. So what you do at the end of the season matters the most. And people argue about it. I'm kind of on the other side of that argument, to be honest with you. But that's not the way they treat it. They treat the end of the season more important. You lose at home to a subpar Michigan team. I don't even know that they deserve to be in the playoffs. So I don't know why these Ohio State fans would be griping. They really have nothing to gripe about. They got lucky they squeaked in to that specific scenario. I will say that, Woj. But as far as Penn State and Ohio State, who's better, who's not? Yeah, I get it. Ohio State beat them. But again, this is later in the season. We have gone through a few weeks since then. The teams have changed, they've improved. So I really don't have a problem the way it is right now.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on all of those facts. I do think Penn State should be ahead of Ohio State, especially with that bad loss. Their losses weren't as bad at the time than Ohio State, even though they lost to Ohio State, than Ohio State's terrible loss at home against Michigan. All right, so that's it with the playoff talk, Walt. Let's get into some bowl games here. You ready? We got the Cricket Celebration Bowl. We get to go to a Division I subdivision here. We get to go to 1AA. With Jackson State Tigers facing off against the South Carolina State Bulldogs. Well,
I love it, Woj. We don't watch many FCS games, at least I shouldn't speak for you. I don't watch many FCS games throughout the season. I catch a few. We don't talk about it on the program. We should talk about it more, but we don't. This Celebration Bowl, hey, man, it's a reason to celebrate. Come on, Woj. Celebrate good times, right? Just like the song says, it's going to be a close game. It's going to be a fun one to watch if you guys get a chance to watch it on ABC December 14th. Over under in this one, 54 and a half. Jackson State -1. I'm not the man to talk about FCS football, so I'm not going to waste your time too much. I will say I do know Buddy Pugh, who just apparently no longer coaches at South Carolina State. I didn't know that. He got replaced by Shenis Berry, so I'm not familiar with the new coach in any way, but he went 5-0, first year on the job in conference play. You got to love that. You got to love a South Carolina State football team with a 9-2 record. Jackson State 11-2. They had those two extra games. Maybe give them a little edge, but you know me, I don't know much about the teams. I'm going to take the dog. Give me the dog in this one, baby.
I just like the names of the players in this. Like, I don't know if you, I was going over it, but you got Zion McDonald, who
Love it.
is the quarterback, who took over for Jacobson Morgan. Then you have
Jacobian. Jacobian, which, yeah.
Jacobian Morgan, even. Okay. So, and then you have the running back, Irv Mulligan, who just beat Walter Payton's Jackson State single season rushing record of 1,168 yards and got the Walter Payton Award finalist recommendation for that. On the other side of this, on South Carolina, well, you already talked about Buddy Pugh. That's a great name. And then their quarterback's name is Eric Phoenix. Well, I want my quarterback to be named Eric Phoenix.
Love it. Fly like a phoenix, baby. Put that ball in the air. Get some yards. You love him for your DFS team, right,
Oh, for sure.
Woj?
But yeah, just great names all the way around. The next The next game has got some good ones too. But we will get to that in a second. I got the IS4S Salute to Veterans Bowl wall.
Hey, I love it. We got South Alabama going against Western Michigan. You know, I'm a MAC guy. You're a bit of a MAC guy too, Woj. It kind of goes with being here in the Midwest. In this one, though, MAC not the favorite. South Alabama giving a touchdown over under in this football game. 57.5. Might be an exciting one. Might be an exciting one. We'll see how it goes. Both these teams barely squeaked by bowl eligible. South Alabama being 6-6, Western Michigan matching that record at 6-6 over there in the MAC, which, in my opinion, is a little tougher conference. I don't know what you got in this one, Mojo. You got Mr. Wolf. Is that what you're liking about this Hayden Wolf? I mean, that's a strong name for a quarterback, too.
Hayden Wolf, you got a Fluff Bothwell, you got Blake Bosma. Like, yeah, I mean, we just got good names here. But let me give you some opt-outs and some transfers. And from here on out in the episode, we will only talk about people that have had at least 50 snaps. And I will try to keep it as light as possible, just talk about kind of the leaders or guys that have played a lot. On Western Michigan side, you have Blake Bosa, who we just talked about, their stud tight end. He's had 37 receptions for 403 yards and 6 touchdowns. He is in the transfer portal. Their best defensive end, Corey Walker, is out on transfer portal. You have the defensive lineman on the same side who took 410 snaps this year. He's out. And you have another wide receiver with 81 snaps that is out. You have a couple opt-outs, but they weren't too severe. And then you have South Alabama side, Fluff Bothwell, who's their leading rusher, 111 rushes for 832 yards and 13 touchdowns. He is out, and one of their starting cornerbacks is out in the transfer portal wall.
Oh, I thought Bothwell was playing this one. So you might have more up-to-date information than I do because you know you're all over that, Woj. You're all over those opt-outs.
Now, if they're in the transfer portal, I don't know if they're allowed to play.
They're allowed to play. There's
Okay,
nothing that stops them from
so
playing.
yeah, transfer portals might be in there. Obviously, opt-outs, no. So.
Absolutely. You're 100% correct there on Woj. Yeah, because just because they go in the transfer portal doesn't necessarily mean that they're leaving the team. I mean, usually these days that is the case, but it's not a given that they're leaving the team. So they still are eligible as long as they don't commit somewhere else before they go. But one thing I want to mention about this game specifically, Major Applewhite is the coach over there at South Alabama. He's a well-renowned coach. He was over at Texas for a long time, which is where I know him. He was the offensive coordinator, or he might have been the co-offensive coordinator at the time, but then he moved up to head coach at Houston. I mean, he's a very good football coach. So I can see in my mind why South Alabama would be in the favorite in this one because he's got a little bit of experience in these bowl games. You got to remember, this is a big game for these two football teams. They don't get a lot of eyeballs on them
No.
throughout the season and the conferences they're in. So this is a big game. Coaches become important. Got to get their team ready. I think Major Applewhite might do that, but still, give me Western Michigan Broncos. Go Mac, baby.
We got Scooter's Coffee Frisco Bowl wall. We got Memphis and West Virginia. This is a pretty good bowl here.
Man, did you get to watch Memphis much this season, Woj? I did not get to watch many of their games.
I mean, I picked up Seth Hannigan every now and then on DraftKings just because he's insane. But that's pretty much it. I don't think I've actually watched a game of theirs.
Yeah, I didn't watch many of theirs either. At West Virginia, I watched a few of theirs because I had money on a few of their games, so I have seen them a few times.
I've actually picked up Garrett Green too on the other side, though, their quarterback.
Hey, there you. Well, you've had everyone. Garrett Green was a fantastic pickup a few times this year.
Yeah.
He had great football games. I mean, he had a great season throwing over 5,000 yards. This football game specifically, you got to be excited for the name. You've been talking about names, Woj. Scooter's Coffee Frisco Bowl. Come on now. Gotta love it. If you're down there in Frisco, Texas, you know you wait all year for this game. Memphis in the football game is the favorite, -3, 56.5 over under. We got the Tigers sporting that 10-2 record against the West Virginia Mountaineers 6-6 record. Why are they playing each other? Why are they equals? Well, West Virginia plays in a little bit of a tougher conference, Woj.
Yeah. They do. But yeah, you talked about Garrett Green. I talked about Seth Hannigan or Hannigan. They're both awesome, like, players. A little bit different. You have Seth Hannigan, who's more of the pocket passer, thrown for 3,208 yards and 23 touchdowns this year. That's wild. And then the other side, you have Garrett Green, who's more of the dual threat. He's got 5,000 career passing yards and 27 rushing TDs in his career. So yeah, it'll be more of a story of can Memphis slow down Garrett Green, and keep a spy on him at all times, Wall.
Yeah, well said. They're going to need to do that because he can get some yards with his feet if he has to.
For sure. All right, well, we got the Boca Raton Bowl. You ready for this one? We got a little Western Kentucky and James Madison. We go a little, this is going to be a good one. I like this.
Hey, if my geography is correct, Woj, this is in Florida. I believe Boca Raton is in Florida. So these two football teams, they're going to be happy to get out of the cold, let me tell you, because it's going to be cold around that time around us, Woj. I don't know if I have a favorite in this one. I don't know who I'm going to go with. Maybe Western Kentucky. They just strike me as, a team that I like throughout the years. But I'm only getting 7.5. I thought it would be more like a 10-point spread in this one. James Madison, fantastic football team. We've seen them come strong the past couple of years since they moved up to the FBS. You got to remember, 4 years ago, Woj, we're talking about James Madison in a bowl. They're playing in that FCS bowl. They're not even in the FBS yet. And they've had such a strong showing for the past 3 years. I know you were big on them a couple of years ago. You were loving that football team. This Boca Raton Bowl is going to show off the talent that they have. It's going to show off a fantastic matchup. But again, James Madison is favored by 7.5, and we got an over-under of 52.5, Woj.
So I will preface this opt-out and transfers as Tyson Helton, the coach for what Western Kentucky, has had this happen before, and a lot of his the players that were in the transfer portal played in the bowl game, but they have like 20 players in the transfer portal, so I'm not going to go through them all. I just want to keep that in there. They have a lot. James Madison, not so many, but I'm excited to watch this. Really, actually, sit down and watch a good James Madison game because I do love that program, that team. They've made me a lot of money over the last couple of years, so it's a good thing that I have to sit down and watch a James Madison versus Western Kentucky game. Well.
Hey, I love it. And there's a man that I want to bring up in this. And it's kind of an inside joke. And you shouldn't do those when you're doing a podcast, but I'm going to do it anyways because it's with the real Jay-Z, Woj. TJ Finley, he was a quarterback for Western Kentucky. You remember him last year? It's just a terrible quarterback. Absolutely awful. The real Jay-Z was a big fan of his, though. Always betting those over on TJ Finley to get touchdowns. I just want to say that Belt Camp, I don't, did you even mention this, Woj? Belt Camp is going to play for Finley. He's not playing in this game even. So, Mr. Finley, welcome to Sitting on the Pine, sir.
All right, let's move on. I like that, but Art of Sport LA Bowl. Well, we got Cal playing UNLV. In UNLV, their coach, Barry Odom, going to Purdue.
Hey, I love it, Woj. And hey, I'm sorry for talking my own book, but the real Jay-Z, he wasn't on the program this year. So we got to rip into him a little bit. Maybe we'll get him on the second bowl episode here. But
Ooh,
yeah, Art of
gotcha.
Sport LA Bowl. Come on, Inglewood, California. You know they love some football out there. I'm excited for this game. I don't like Cal that much, but I think I might bet on them. They are the favorite in this one. -2.5. You got a 51.5 point spread. UNLV is a football team we've talked about a couple times this year, mainly because of their quarterback. We all heard the news. If you hadn't heard the news, go back to, I don't remember what week it was, week three or week four. Woj and I are talking about it. Their quarterback wasn't happy with the amount of money he was making. So he got the hell out of there. UNLV, though, 10-3 on the season. They did pick it up. They kept it going after he left. California Golden Bears, 6-6. But you know what? I will say Cal is in a tougher conference. As much as I don't respect that, ACC, they are in a tougher conference. So that 6-6 record is probably comparable to a UNLV 10-3 record.
Things to note here, Francisco Mendoza is in the transfer portal. That's the quarterback for Cal, and their backup is out for the year with an injury. So we'll see if Mendoza plays. Also, their leading receiver, Nazia Hunter, is also in the transfer portal. And the quarterback you were talking about, Matthew Sulaka, who was not happy with his price that he was getting paid.
Yeah, no, he opted out week four or five. He opted out week four or five. I will say, though, that UNLV does have Ricky White. Ricky White, that man can catch a football over 1,000 yards receiving. You got to respect that, right, Woj?
They're going to try to rebound after that bad game they had last week, unfortunately. But we'll see.
Hopefully,
It
he plays.
should be good one to watch. All right, R plus L Carriers, the New Orleans Bowl, while Georgia Southern, Sam Houston. I don't know much about these two teams.
Oh, Georgia and Southern, we talked about that. Well, I talked about them a couple times this year. They're a good football team. They run the ball a lot, Woj. They like the ball on the ground. They have for the past few years. Sam Houston Bearcats. I didn't even know Bearcats was spelled with a K until I saw this, Woj. I don't know if you knew that, but Georgia Southern -6 on this one, 46.5. It is one of the lower totals we've seen on the season. But as I mentioned, Georgia Southern likes to run the football. You run the football, that clock is going to move. You're going to get less points scored, a.k.a. Iowa, Hawkeye football, Nebraska, Cornhusker football. You know, teams that like to run the ball, control the clock. That's the type of game we're probably going to see here. I don't know that I have a preference in this one for the fact that I don't know that much about Sam Houston, so I'll probably stay away from it. But you put my, you know, head on a, what do they call that? What would you put my head on a
swivel?
Nah, not my head on a swivel. That means I'm looking both ways. You know, if you put my face to the fire, we'll say I'm taking Georgia Southern in this one. -6, still not a full touchdown. Give me the Eagles, baby.
Sam Houston, Sam Houston's coach left to take the Temple job, which ensued a ton of transfers, kind of like the James Madison thing last year. Most of those probably will play. A couple of them already said they will play, so I wouldn't read too much into that until we get closer to game time. Not too much to talk about on the other side of the field there with Georgia Southern, but yeah, just something to keep an eye out if you are planning on betting that or any game in the bowl season. Well,
no, yeah, that's definitely something to do. And man, we got a lot of bowl games, which I know we're running long. Hopefully everybody stays with us. If you need to, hey, pause us, take a break, come back to us. Great thing about podcasts. One thing we didn't mention, and that's why I brought up the time, because I probably shouldn't say this since we're running out of time, but you see who North Carolina just hired as their coach, Woj? Speaking of coaching changes.
Did they hire him? I didn't know they hired him yet. Okay.
About a half an hour. It's Wednesday evening as 7:55 p.m. They hired him about an hour
Belichick.
Ago.
Belichick.
Yeah, Bill Belichick.
I learned a funny thing about Belichick today. Do you know, so the Bears select number one Caleb Williams, right?
Yeah.
His ex-girlfriend is the girlfriend for Belichick.
What? That dude's pulling some tail, man. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, from reports, taking that job for essentially his son to groom his son into that job. I'm sure there was a lot of stipulations in his contract in order to get hired. So we'll see what happens there. And if North Carolina becomes some sort of powerhouse, I know his son is the D coordinator, I believe, at Washington or one of those some school. I think it's Washington. I might be wrong, though. So don't quote me on that one, but yeah, we'll probably be moving over there with his dad now to North Carolina. But yeah, interesting.
It All right, Wallace. Woj, I want to say this: if North Carolina, they've had one of the best coaches ever, Mac Brown, in college football, and they couldn't really get it done with Mac Brown. Now they're getting one of the best coaches in the NFL ever.
Yeah.
You know, with Bill Belichick, if they can't get it done, goodbye, North Carolina Tar Heels. Just stick to basketball if you can't get it done with him.
Yeah. All right, moving on. We got the Staff DNA Cure Bowl. Well, this is going to be a good one. You got Ohio and Jacksonville State. So two, the obviously the MAC winner and then the Conference USA winner, and both of them won handedly in their championships. So this will be a good one to see here.
Yeah, who am I taking in this one, Woj?
Ohio, obviously.
There you go, Woj. You listen. I'm glad you listen when I talk. Ohio's a good football team. Let me tell you, man.
Do you know who Jacksonville State's head coach is, Will? If you
Rich
knew,
Rod,
you,
yeah, no, I
yes,
do know. Rich Rod. We were talking about this last year.
Rich Rod, yeah.
Yeah, Rich Rod, that guy. I love that guy. Well, I used to love him when he was on Arizona.
Oh, God, man.
Yeah. He was at Arizona, Michigan then.
Michigan,
failed it.
Yeah.
Failed at Michigan completely. But, no, Rich Rod. Yeah, I remember last year was his first year. It surprised me. I saw him on the television on the old boob tube just watching the game. I was like, that's Rich Rod over there. But, he's the coach of Jacksonville State. I think he's got his hands, full in this one. I think that Ohio Bobcat football team is really good. They're given 2.5. It's been up to 3.5, back down to 2.5 on most books right now. So you get that under a field goal, give me the Bobcats. Give me the Mac, baby. Back the Mac, Woj.
Back the Mac. I like it. Union Mortgage, I'm terrible with this word. Every year I butcher it.
You do.
But Gasparilla. Gasparilla Bowl.
Well, that
was pretty good. We got Tulane, who ended up losing the Army and has been kind of on a downward spiral the last, towards the end of the season here. And they're going to be up against the Florida Gators, Wall. Does Tulane have a chance here?
I think they do, and I'm going to bet them straight up on the money line. I'm going to wait till closer to game time, but I think they might win this game straight up. Florida is a team that started terrible at the beginning of the year, Woj. They were not playing good football. End of the year, they had some marquee wins. I think they took down LSU at home. I mean, that's a fantastic win for them. Ole Miss they took down. That was a good win for them. So Florida is a good football team. as of the end of the year. I'm guessing they're going to have some opt-outs. I'm excited to hear them from you because that's going to help my bet. I'll take them on the Tulane on the spread, which right now Tulane is getting 13 points. If I get that over two touchdowns, I'm clicking that button real quick. I get a plus 14, plus 14 and a half. You know I'm hammering that mouse, Woj. Over under in this football game, 50 and a half. You got to remember it's being played at Raymond James Stadium. I believe that's the Buccaneers Stadium still. I know it was back in the day. Big Bucs fan. Used to have Allstott, Mike Lynch. Oh, some big hitters. So they're going to be excited to play in that, you know, notorious stadium. I think both teams are going to show up. I think it's going to be a very close football game, regardless of who wins. But I am going to back the Green Wave in this one, Woj.
All right. Yeah, Legway has been interesting. Ever since he took over for your boy, Graham Mertz. On the other side of this, Darren Mensah, the quarterback for Tulane, has committed to Duke. And the real Jay-Z, remember this name, their backup will be Ty Thompson, who was the former Oregon quarterback. But that's pretty much the biggest news. There's a couple potential more opt-outs, but most of them haven't played for this season or have been hurt and would be hurt anyway as well.
Well, that doesn't help the bet, Woj. But, you know, it's all factored in the line. It's all factored in already. So, hey, I'm sticking with my bet, Woj.
Yeah. Hopefully Ty Thompson can pull it out over there.
There you go. Second straight quarterback.
He wasn't very good at Oregon, so I don't know. We got the Myrtle Beach Bowl, Wall. We got Coastal Carolina, UTSA Roadrunners. That's not fair. Coastal gets a home game.
Yeah, basically out there in South Carolina, Woj. I mean, we have a couple of listeners that I believe went to Coastal Carolina, at least one I know of. UTSA, though, they're the favorites in this one. Sorry if you're listening to the Rundown Nation, Coastal Carolina fans, because you are getting over a touchdown in this one. The odds makers do not respect you a whole lot, even though they both are sporting that 6-6 record. We got a 56 and a half over under, which has been the theme so far as point totals for the game goes. I mean, I don't know if UTSA can get this one done. The only thing I will say about them, they have been strong at the end of the season. That's what matters right now. You want a team that's hot at the end of the year. We'll see if Traylor can get this team motivated, get them hot enough to take down Coastal Carolina. The bookmakers say they can. I'm going to say I don't think they do. Again, I'm going to be taking the dog in this one, taking the points and the money line, but I'll wait on the money line till closer to game time. So, hey, everyone that's listening, everyone that loves Coastal Carolina, let's mount up. Let's bet on our Chanticleers, Woj.
I love betting on a Chanticleer.
I had to get in there.
Both their quarterbacks that they have used this year are both in the portal. They're only freshmen, so we'll see. I don't know who will be at the starting running back there. I don't know if there was a fresh off quarterback coming in there, but we'll have to see closer to game time on that one for sure. But yeah, definitely a couple opt outs. You always get that with these kind of games and lower end games, especially if you lose your conference championships and things like that. So while your favorite bowl of the season is up next, that's the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Woj, by far and away.
And yeah, I was going to say with the team that's playing.
I mean, you cannot top this bowl game. I don't care. College football playoffs, be damned. Texas, nah, you're gone, baby. Famous Idaho Potato Bowl, and we got NIU playing in it, Woj. You got to be excited. You can't bet on this one if you're from Illinois, so I'm not going to be able to bet on this one. But I was looking at tickets earlier, Woj, $30. $30, me, you, story. Come on, let's road trip out there. Let's watch our NIU Huskies take down those Fresno State Bulldogs. Maybe when we get out to Idaho, we can put our money down because, like I said, in Illinois, we cannot bet on teams or games that are involving Illinois football teams. -3 in this one if you did want to back the Huskies. Over under a 42 and a half. I mean, defense, strong. Strong defense. You know I love football teams that have strong defense. We don't even have to mention the great upset that the NIU Huskies had this year. They took down one of those teams that is going to be playing in the playoffs, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. So you know this NIU football team could beat almost anyone in the nation. I'm excited for it. I'm excited that they got the best bowl game, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Let's go, Huskies. Mount up, baby.
Yeah, well, as much as I'd love to go out to Idaho this time of year with you and sit in the stands and look at a blue field, I think I'm going to pass.
Come
it's
on,
gonna
Woj.
Be cold. The field's gonna be blue.
32 degrees. I checked out the average temperature that day.
Where Boise State plays, but yeah, Go Huskies all the way. Let's get a win out of you in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl out there in Idaho in the cold. Very cold. We just talked about cold. Well, let's talk about some warm. See, I'll go to this game with you, but it's probably not $30 a ticket, nor is it going to be that
Oh,
cheap to get there. We got
no.
the Hawaii Bowl. It's in Honolulu. We got South Florida playing San Jose State.
Yeah, you can't drive to this one. You can't
Nope.
drive to this one. No, TC Ching Athletics Complex, baby. They named that complex off the Ching. They must have done it recently, past couple of years, because I don't recognize that name. He's a big booster, big well-known personality there in Hawaii Athletics, which is why I mentioned it. But this game's in Honolulu. It's a tradition. It's on Christmas Eve. I know you and Mr. Woj are going to be sitting back watching this football game. Is my guess. I want to know who you're betting on, Woj. I'm going to put your feet to the fire. That's what the word I was looking for, or the term I was looking to earlier. I'm gonna put your feet to the fire on this one. I'm gonna make you give me a pick for this one. San Jose State -3, over under a 62.5. You gotta love that 62.5 number if you're a DFS guy. You gonna be playing any DFS in any of these bowl games, Woj?
Possibly it would be on a day where there's at least like four games because I don't like doing it if there's not like a decent amount of slate. I don't like individual games. I don't do well in those. You do though, Captain's Pick. So maybe I'll have you put one in for me. But I like South Florida here to beat San Jose State. I think that they play better competition. They have a better team. There's a lot of opt-outs. Both their starting quarterback and backup quarterback are in the transfer portal. So, yeah, just something to keep in mind. I don't know why backup quarterbacks go in the transfer portal. Like, do people really just pick them up not knowing if they can? I mean, I'm just confused on that, but I don't know.
Well, I guess I will pick up anybody they can get. So there's
Well,
always somebody to
that's
pick
true.
people up, Poach.
That's true. That's true. Riley Moss was in consideration for the Iowa job, possibly. I never talked to you about that, but I don't know if you heard that.
Okay, no, I didn't. Career any move for him.
Definitely not a game above for him because we're going to talk about the game above Sports Bowl next. Ford Field. We got Pittsburgh playing Toledo. Well, that's an interesting matchup.
Yeah, it will be interesting. I know you like your Pittsburgh Panthers. You know I hate them. We disagree on this football team. The line in this one, Moj, kind of probably similar to how the temperature is going to be. We got -9. Pittsburgh is the favorite in this one, over under a 51.5. You got to love that's played in Detroit, Michigan. I know it's nice to play in that warm weather. It's nice to, get a suntan before you play in your bowl game. But how about the men that play football in Detroit, Michigan on December 26th? Those are men,
Yeah.
Woj. I'm excited to watch this football game. I'm going to take Toledo, though. You already know I'm betting against Pittsburgh here.
I think Toledo is a safe bet here, just considering Holston is and Desmond Reed both didn't play in their last game. In Holston, ever since he's been out, they've spiraled Wall, 5-game losing streak, and he is a big factor in that team. So is Desmond Reed. So I mean, if both of those players are out, I think Toledo is a safe bet. I think I might put this in right now.
Do it, Woj, before that line moves.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, we got the Rate Bowl. This is in Arizona. We're going back south. We're getting the warmer weather. We keep jumping back and forth. We got our first Big Ten team. We got Rutgers facing off against Kansas State. Wall.
Yeah, I thought I saw a guaranteed rate bowl the first time I saw this bowl. I thought maybe it'd be in Chicago, but no. It's going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. Sunny Phoenix. Those guys can go get their suntans. I talked about Kansas State -7.5, over under 51.5. We got the Big Ten playing in a football game. Give me the Big Ten. Rutgers Scarlet Knights. They came through, had a fantastic season,
They
in my
did, yeah.
opinion, from what was expected. I like Rutgers in this one. 7-5 record in the Big Ten. Nothing to laugh about. Kansas State 8-4 over there in the Big 12. So I don't know that really, an 8-4 record in the Big 12 is comparable to a 7-5 record in the Big 10, Woj.
Yeah. The only problem here is Kyle Magani, who's been a back-to-back 1,000-yard rusher, 14 TDs this year, is opting out, so he will not be playing. But the thing about that is they've gotten a lot better in their passing game, especially towards the end of the season. So I wouldn't count them out yet. Even though they did lose a big running back there, they actually can pass the ball and pass it productively with a couple wide receivers that rocketed up the fantasy rankings at the end of the season, Wall.
Yeah,
I
you're
know
all
that
over.
because I had one of them.
You're all over their wide receivers. And in this one, you probably know that Jacob Parrish, the cornerback over there in Kansas State, he might be opting out. So you lose one of your top cornerbacks and you got a hot wide receivers. I mean, yeah, pass the ball. Your running back's gone. It don't matter. Pass the ball. Give me the Big Ten, baby.
I like it. 68 Ventures Bowl. We have this one. We're going in Alabama. We're staying warm. We're staying warm. Next one, we get cold, though. We'll talk about that in a second. We got Arkansas and Bowling Green, Wall.
Yeah, Bowling Green's a fantastic football team. They were in contention for the MAC title. They lost to Miami, Ohio. The football team that I've been telling for weeks now is a very good football team. I continue to tell you, I hope people actually bet them in the bowl. But Bowling Green lost to them, so they could not get into that MAC championship. But nonetheless, they had a fantastic season. They played really well. Arkansas State Red Wolves, I'm not going to lie, not a team that I followed much, not a team that I saw really play even one football game this year. Head coach Butch Jones got an extension on his contract through 2029. I mean, he's been having a fantastic season. He deserves that extension. We talked about strong finishes to the season. Arkansas State is a perfect example of that. In this football game, Bowling Green is -6.5. They are the favorite. If you can get it under a touchdown, that's where I would bet it. If I saw this one over a touchdown, I'm staying away from it completely. Over under a 50.5, Woj.
Only opt out here for Bowling Green is one of their cornerbacks. Other than that, they were saying everybody that is in the transfer portal is expected to play. So fair matchup. Looks like everyone will be playing, and it'll be a great game to watch.
You gotta love when everybody's playing. Well, you gotta. That's the one thing that this NIL might do. It might force players to play, otherwise they don't get their full NIL money, which is
I
something
like
you and I
that.
have talked about. So I'm kind of excited for that.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you have a player in the game who is the FBS like top in something, and that would be Harold Fannin Jr. From Bowling Green, who is just an awesome tight end. 100 catches for 1,300 yards, while in 9 TDs. So it's just cool getting to see somebody like that end up playing in the bowl game, and getting to watch a player of that caliber in a non not. Big time bowl actually play. It's kind of exciting. All right, well, that covers all of the non-playoff game bowls. We got through it. So we only have four games left for you guys, and they're the big ones. We got the college football playoff, and I said we were going cold. We are going to Indiana, Wall. We got Indiana versus Notre Dame in probably what I am looking forward to the most in watching in the first round matchup.
I mean, I don't know that I would say it's the thing I'm looking forward to most watching. Most. Again, I already said how I wanted to watch Arizona State and Notre Dame. I'm really just so disappointed I didn't get that football game. It would have been a fantastic football game. But nonetheless, Woj, Indiana, Hoosiers, baby. We're not talking basketball. We're talking football. And they are in the postseason playing in the playoffs against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. What a fantastic thing for the College of Indiana. I love it. I think Notre Dame's going to take them down, though, Woj. I think that Notre Dame
Really?
football team, yeah, I think they're just too good. You know, I'm a Big Ten guy. I got to back the Big Ten, but as far as if I have to bet on someone, I think Notre Dame just has the talent. I think that Rourke is fantastic. Don't get me wrong, but they don't got love there at running back. They don't got a coach like Marcus Freeman, who's been here before. And I get it. Notre Dame has not performed well in postseason plays, particularly the playoffs since they've been around, but still, he's been there. He's got the experience. He's got that crescendo that those great football coaches have. So I really do like Notre Dame in this one. I like the fact that they've only lost one game. It was a bad loss. I get it. NIU's not a football team you want to lose to. But after that, Marcus Freeman picked that program back up and he put them in this position they're in now. So yes, sir, -7.5. I still like them over that touchdown, over under in this one, 50.5.
I mean, they don't have Love, but they have Ellison and Tyson Lawton, and both of those work as like a thunder and lightning. Lawton being the quick outside guy, whereas Ellison is that big thunderous guy that can get in there, and he doesn't like to get tackled. I still do think they can run the ball. Rourke's been really good and consistent this year, especially with the golden ratio of 27-4. Wall, that's really good, especially playing against Big Ten defenses. Indiana has been a hell of a story this year. I just think that Indiana matches up really well against Notre Dame. They're good at stopping the run and slowing things down. Their numbers as far as the run in the Big Ten just in the Big Ten is number two behind Iowa, only 13.4 fantasy points per game given up to running backs. So they're going to have to do that same thing against Jordan Love, and they're going to have to make Notre Dame pass the ball, which they haven't done too effectively all year, Wall.
No, I don't disagree with you. And I'm not trying to put down Indiana by any means. I think they're a fantastic football team. I've been talking this whole episode about how good the Big Ten is. They're sporting an 11-1 record in the Big Ten. Again, they had one of the easier schedules in the Big Ten, but still 11-1 when you're playing football teams every week. You're not playing Mercer the third to last week of the season, Woj. You're not losing to Oklahoma the second to last season, say the last game of the season. And yes, I am digging into Alabama because they deserve it after all this crap we've been hearing out of their program. I mean, this is a good football team, which I'm not arguing that Indiana is not, but I just think Notre Dame is that much better. The thing I want to say about this, though, is you know what your present is for winning this football game is? You know what you get for being the victor in this one, Woj? You get to go play Georgia. So, hey, enjoy your win, whichever one comes out on top in this game.
Just the number being at 7.5, just my thoughts on this. I do like getting the touchdown to actually win the bet. So I'm going to take
Yeah.
the Indiana Hoosiers in that
No,
one.
that makes sense. Yeah.
All right, moving on. We have SMU versus Penn State. We're heading to Beaver Stadium, Wall. It is going to be a cold and chilly day. It's scheduled to be below freezing. It's going to be cold for those SMU Mustangs, Wall. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts, the thing I love most about this football game, Woj, did you catch what channel this game is on? I've never seen this before. It's on TNT.
TNT?
Yeah,
Oh,
no joke. It's
or
on.
Max. I can watch it on Max, which is good. So
I don't even know what the hell that channel is, to be
that's
honest with you.
HBO.
Oh.
HBO is essentially new renamed thing. So
I got none of that crap. So I didn't know TNT was still around.
I didn't know either.
I saw it on this thing. I was like, whoa, I guess they got football games on
Well,
TNT
they
now.
still play the basketball games and stuff on
Oh, that's
TNT,
true.
I think.
March Madness. Yeah, they got TNT. March Madness is always on that shit. Yeah, well said, Woj. Way to bring that up. You're a man of the people. You know everything there. I give you congrats on that. I give you props. But in this football game, I mean, I think we know that, well, we don't know this. Anybody can win any game, but Penn State -9 at the bookmakers, they made up their mind. You're probably going to see this number go north of 10 at some point. If not already, I could probably check now to see if it's moved over under 53.5. I just think since the beginning of the year, I've said two teams were the best in the nation. And then I'll include Texas as a third team because I'm just a fan of Texas. But the two teams I said were Penn State and Oregon. And I just still think those are two of the best teams in the nation. I don't want to be SMU right now. I think it's a great how well they've done this season, how they came back from that death penalty that we talked about, where they lost all their scholarships. They lost all their postseason play for all those years. They've come back from that. And now they are a program that's in the playoffs. So I commend them for that. That's fantastic. But you're playing at Beaver Stadium. I mean, that place is going to be absolutely nuts. They're not used to that cold temperature, which you know we're getting a cold temperature at the stadium in Pennsylvania that day. So I like Penn State in this one. I don't think I'll bet it because the number's so big, but I like Penn State to win the football game.
Yeah, I'm with you, Wall. It is a big number, but well, I'll talk about SMU here first. And SMU is Kevin Jennings, the quarterback. That is, it's the entire team. The guy's thrown for 3,000 yards, 66% completion rating. He's got 22 TDs as well as 379 yards and 93 carries on the ground with 5 TDs there. So it'll be Penn State's job to kind of corral him. But I think if you do that and you don't give up the big plays like Clemson was trying to do towards the end of that game in the ACC champ game. You basically just eliminate SMU's chances of winning. So, I don't think their defense is going to be able to keep up with Penn State. Penn State has just been way too good, and Penn State, if they want to slow them down, they can. So SMU doesn't get that many plays as they want to get off, which is what they love to do. So, yeah, give me Penn State. I might even take it at -9, but I think it'll probably get bet down by some SMU fans here at some point, right, Wall?
Really? I disagree with that, which I think your Penn State fans are going to come hard out of that number, especially around that weird, -9 number. Usually gets bumped up to -10 from there. I think it will go up. But you might be right. We got some time till the game, so that line might move both ways.
All right, well, moving on to the biggest spread of the first round, and that is going to be Clemson and Texas, Wall. This is I don't know, man. This is gonna be tough here for Clemson to beat what I thought was a great Texas team. That kind of got hosed in the SEC championship.
Texas played terrible football in the SEC
And
championship.
they probably could have still won it. Like
Yeah,
I think there were
exactly.
some bad calls, bad just everything. Like I think they could have still won it, and they played a bad football game.
Right. And I'm a huge Texas fan. I'm a Longhorns fan. There were some bad calls in that game, don't get me wrong, but there's no way in hell you can blame that loss on bad calls because Texas played horrendous football. Steve Sarkisian, I hope he picked things up because I mean, that football team is way too good to play football like that. And we mentioned the two things you said is they played bad football, right? And then you only said one of them. The other thing about that, though, is not only did they play bad football, the second thing is they played a Georgia Bulldogs football team and stayed in the football game. So that's how good this Texas football team is. I'm sorry, Clemson. There's not a chance in hell I'm going to bet on you. Not a chance in hell. We saw this one at minus 13 and a half when it opened. There has been some Clemson money coming in, some people liking the Tigers to, I guess, take down Texas or at least cover the spread. If we see that line move under the minus 11 number it's at right now to, let's say, minus 9.5, hammer Woj. Put the mortgage on it. Give me everything you got on that football game if you get Texas under minus 10. I'm going to take something that I never take. I shouldn't say never, but I very rarely ever take. I don't take favorites over minus 250 on the money line. I'm going to take Texas at minus 380, which means you got to lay 380 to make 100. I just like this Texas football team against Clemson. I don't think Clemson deserves to be in the same book as these guys, Woj.
Yeah, this is a huge uphill battle for Clemson. I mean, Texas is the number one ranked team in the nation against quarterbacks, only allowing 9.9 points per game against quarterbacks. Well, that is really good. And against running backs, only 15.6. But 9.9, that is nuts. Ohio State's number two with 11.1. So yeah, and Ohio State had to play. Well, I guess they didn't have to play Iowa this year, so they didn't get that advantage. Maybe they would have been better if they did, but but yeah, I mean, Texas's defense has just been so good, and their offense has been interesting at sometimes, but I think they're going to get this done. They're going to get it done handedly. I don't even think 11 is enough, Wall.
Yeah, no, you know my opinion.
Yeah.
Go horns, hook 'em horns, baby.
Hook'em horns. All right, on to the last one. We got some interesting opting out news in this one as well. Tennessee versus Ohio State, Wall.
Well, maybe I'll wait to make my pick until you tell me the opt-out news,
So
Woj. I'm kind of.
Tennessee's transfer portal has the linebacker Jalen Smith played 256 snaps, wide receiver Caleb Webb 99 snaps, cornerback Jordan Matthews 83, offensive line Vesson Lang 44, and running back, I believe, third string Kaffin Keefe, 34 snaps. Those listed players in the transfer portal have not currently been practicing with the team.
I mean, we're talking about a college football player. That's just, I mean,
Yep.
it goes to show you this Tennessee football team. It's a program I don't really respect that much, to be honest with you. But it goes to show you, like, why, if you're a college football player, why are you, I understand why, I guess, but you're opting out, really? You're in the
Yeah.
playoffs. You got a shot to
Yeah, I
make the,
know.
and you're letting your teammates down. I don't get it. So, hey, it just makes my opinion even stronger, Woj. I know Ohio State might have one or two, but I'm guessing a lot of them are going to play, even though these guys are the ones that probably should be opting out. You got Ohio State minus 7.5. I mean, they're a clear favorite in this football game. Not even the bookmakers really respect this Tennessee Volunteers football team. Over under at 47.5. The problem for Tennessee, they haven't really played for that SEC, schedule. They haven't really played anybody this year. They had a loss to Arkansas, which is one of the better teams, I guess you could say they played, but they lost to them. Alabama, they played close. I mean, they beat them. It was a close game though. And then they lost to Georgia. Other than that, they didn't really play anybody. And that's in the SEC football too. So I don't like their chances against this Ohio State Buckeyes team, who's one of the top four or five teams, in my opinion. I know it's not in the numbers, but in my opinion, in the nation, even though they lost to Michigan and they didn't deserve to be in the playoffs, I still think they're one of the top four teams talent-wise in the nation. So I don't want to be Tennessee going against these guys. Give me the Buckeyes, baby.
Yeah, Buckeyes for sure, especially after that news. Even though the Buckeyes did lose that terrible game against Michigan, they're going to have to bounce back and find a way. Ryan Day is going to have to do something to get them to forget about that game and focus on Tennessee and forget about the next game too, or maybe even think about it, like get some revenge against Oregon, right? Like
No.
we got to get to that game. You got to go through Tennessee, and I mean I don't know. I do want to swing back to that Texas game. Texas only allowed four touchdowns this season, on 19 interceptions, by the way. I just wanted to keep reiterating that their defense is extremely good.
Woj,
But
can you say that again, please?
yes, Texas has had 19 interceptions and only allowed four passing touchdowns this season.
That is absolutely incredible. What you're talking about, a team that's played 13 games of football. 13,
Yes,
that's less than one touchdown every other game.
you know another team that's only allowed four touchdowns this season in the air? That's the Ohio State Buckeyes. The
Really?
Ohio State Buckeyes are number two in the nation against quarterbacks, only giving up 11.1 points per game to opposing quarterbacks. So Tennessee Volunteers have a lot of work to do here. I know they've been doing a lot of their work on the ground this season, so they're going to have to continue to do that in order to beat or beat Ohio State well, but I don't think they had a shot. 7.5 is a good. I thought this one was going to open up much higher, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and then we were talking before about the playoff and whether I had a gripe with it. And I'm a Big Ten fan. I don't like Tennessee, but you know how much, credence this should hold for me saying this then. It's tough that Tennessee has to go to Ohio State to play this football game because these two teams really they both deserve the same degree to be in the playoffs. In my mind, they both had the same body of work. Tennessee, Ohio State, yet Tennessee has to travel to Ohio State and play a playoff game in the horseshoe. I mean, that's a tough thing to see, I guess, as far as having a gripe with the playoffs. That might have been one thing that I could have said before when we were talking about it, Woj.
It'll be interesting to see these first round games. I think some of them are interesting. I think I really like that Indiana Notre Dame game. I think that's the most intriguing out of all of them for me. Probably Penn State SMU being the second most, and then I think these two games are just going to get a little out of hand in my mind, but maybe not. Who knows? But we'll have to see when we get there, right, Walt?
Yeah, no, we'll have to see. And I'm hoping I agree with you. Actually, I agree with every game in the order that you said it. The thing I'm looking forward to, if it does happen and Ohio State gets the win, I'm looking forward to the most out of any bowl game this season or any playoff game is that Ohio State Oregon rematch, baby. That's the game I'm looking to the most forward to the
They
most.
they've had to change the rules of college football because of the first encounter. What'll happen
Oh
on the
yeah.
second one?
I know it's good. If we get that game mode, it's going to be exciting. It will be the most exciting game of college football, 2024-25 season.
Yeah, it's just a little unfortunate it had to happen there, just considering it is two Big Ten teams having to fight each other. But when you got four Big Ten teams in the playoffs,
Yeah.
it just kind of has got to happen at some point. So,
Yep.
all right, everyone, a little update for the rest of the bowl games. We will cover the December 27th through the January 4th bowl games, including the quarterfinal games, because the first round will be done. We'll have the quarterfinal games coming up. We will not cover the semifinal or the final. That'll be our last podcast of the year, but we will cover the rest of the bowls too in that stretch, with most of them with better teams, right? While we'll be able to talk a little bit more about them. That episode will come out on Thursday, the 26th, the day after Christmas.
There you go. Everybody be opening their Christmas presents in the Rundown Nation. They're going to be patient, baby. They're going to be waiting for their Christmas gift, which is going to be part two of the college football Rundown bowl season, baby.
Yeah, that is correct. We got through it. Hopefully, you were stuck around with us. If you did, thank you. If not,
To hell with
well, thank you anyways, I guess. Eventually you'll be listening to this. So,
That's true.
all right. Well, I am Woj,
And I'm Walt.
and this has been the College Football Rundown. Rundown Nation, thanks for listening to our episode. You can catch all of our podcasts and information on www.collegefootballrundown.com. We have upcoming games. We have SBI information on there. They're a big partner sponsor with us. If you want to sign up to their website, please use code RUNDOWN when you do that. It helps us out. It helps them out as well. But so much good information on that website. So please check them out. Please check our website out. You can catch us on Twitter at WWCFB. Our Instagram is college_football_rundown. Please take a look, take some time. We do our weekly DraftKings League, so make sure to get in on that. All the information for that is on our website. Other than that, I'm Woj.
And I'm Wall.
And we are now definitely out. Thank you for listening.